Greg Schultz says he does not consider himself politically partisan. He spent 20 years as an attorney for Exxon. He left the organization and moved to Utah. He says that's when he discovered Utah's election process doesn't allow everyone to participate because the vast majority of residents can't invest the kind of time required by the caucus convention election system.
It's so confusing. It's designed to be confusing. I know people who are delegates who don't even understand it. It's designed to suppress people from participating in the political process. And I bet if you went on the street and asked 10 people to describe how people are get on the ballot in Utah, I would bet you zero or maybe one would understand it. And that's by design. And that's not a Republican specific system. Obviously, the state has it, and the Democrats use the caucus system too, and it's just wacky. We should just have a system where people vote. You want as many people to be able to get on the ballot as possible, and you want people to be able to vote in 1 minute, not to have to go and spend an entire Saturday. Very selected group of people go spend an entire Saturday to pick who gets on the ballot. It's insane.
Schultz says the premise of Primary Out is voter education and helping people understand why they should register as a Republican, regardless of their social, political, or economic philosophy.
The election in November is irrelevant because in many races, and certainly almost all of the federal races, whoever wins the Republican primary election will always win. And this is due to gerrymandering and demographics. It's not strictly gerrymandering. So like in Utah 1, which is Rob Bishop, there's no political person who is a serious person, an analyst, would say that a Democrat could win that race. It's just an overwhelmingly conservative district. The premise of Primary Out is, hey, everybody, no matter what your political persuasion is, not your party, whatever, if you're a liberal, if you're a moderate, if you're a libertarian, if you're a communist, whatever, you should probably be focusing on that primary election because whoever wins on that day in June is going to represent you 100%. No one's going to unseat that person. And so if you don't like Rob Bishop, then you should probably participate and vote for whoever's running against him, if there is anyone running against him.
He says the state convention scheduled for Saturday is going to be long and contentious because there is so much infighting in the Republican Party.
Now, the Republican Party, if anyone follows politics, has amended its own rules. Actually, a tiny group of people within the Republican Party, a minority, has changed their own internal rules to basically disfavor candidates who collected signatures. And they've gone so far as, like, there's a candidate, Ray Ward, who is a Republican, who won his the old rule was that if you got 60% at the caucus, right, then you're automatic, you win. There's no primary. And Ray Ward won by 66% or something at the caucus. And even after he won, the fringe right of the party then changed its rules specifically to target Ray Ward so that their favored far right candidate could force a primary. This all happened last week. I mean, it's insane. Like, they just change the rules every day and again, I'm a Republican. I'm talking about the Republican Party and what they did to another Republican. They changed the rules after the fact because it wasn't what this tiny little fringe group of the party that actually had wielded significant power within the party.
Eric Eliason is running for Congress on the United Utah Party ticket. Schultz says gerrymandering districts has made it impossible for moderate people to win in Utah. He says Eliason is a moderate person who most likely can't win unless the Democratic Party candidate withdraws their name from the race.
And I'm not sure why Eric didn't want to run as a Republican. I think it's probably because, like a lot of people, he feels that the Republican Party doesn't stand for what it ever stood for. But at any rate, I do think there's that problem of splitting the votes. In this case, whoever is the Democratic candidate would probably, if they really wanted to oust Rob, they probably would just pull themselves from the ballot because Democrats are no better really than Republicans in just kind of thoughtlessly voting party line.
Schultz says it's a simple fix for anyone to participate in Utah's democracy. Just register as a Republican.
Republicans have a closed primary system. I mean, in order to vote in their primary, you have to be registered Republican, which Utah, which actually has very good voting laws comparatively, makes it very easy to register in any party. You can do it online. It takes 10 seconds. You can switch back and forth 100 times in one day. And we just say, hey, make sure you're registered Republican in June and go and vote in that election for whoever. Maybe you'd like Rob Bishop, but if you're an independent or an unaffiliated voter, like most voters in Utah, you have to be registered as a Republican to go vote in the only election that matters, which is in June. It's not in November.
Go to primaryout.com for more information. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.